Welcome to the Sugar Show, where we dive, as you know, into the world of body sugaring. And today we're going to get real about things that might be holding you back in your sugar business. And the number one thing is you and the things you do or don't do in your treatment room with your clients and in your business that could be harming your success. Now, I came up with this episode because I get a lot of DMs and emails from students that are very frustrated with their business, and they're not taking a good hard look at themselves. And so I thought, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day operations of your business and overlook certain aspects that could be negatively impacting your success. You know, maybe it's your outdated decor in your treatment room that's turning your clients away, or maybe it's the pricing structure that's not in line with industry standards. Whatever it may be, it's important to take a step back and evaluate what changes you can make to improve your business. We're going to explore some common pitfalls that sugar professionals face and how you can overcome them to achieve greater success in your business. It's time to get real with yourself and make the necessary changes to thrive in the world of body sugaring. Are you interested in learning more about body sugaring? Or are you a sugar professional who already knows how to sugar, but you are looking for better ways to kick up your business? Welcome to the Sugar Show podcast. I'm your host, Shannon the Sugar Mama. And as a fellow SD who learned to sugar 11 years ago and tripled my solo skincare business, I want to share not only my sugaring wisdom, but introduce you to my network of friends who are masters in their fields and want to help you expand your sugaring business. Let's get started. Okay, here we go. That seems very dramatic, I know, but there are 9 key points. There's probably so many more, but I'm just going to hold it to 9 today for this episode. We're going to break it down into the treatment room, your clients, and your business that's holding you back from your success. So let's start with an easy one. Number one, having outdated decor and equipment in your salon. It can have a negative effect on your business. So let's talk about that. First, obvious negative first impression. Your decor and equipment are the first things that your clients notice when they enter your establishment. If it's outdated, it can give the impression that your business is behind the times and may not offer the latest and most effective treatments, right? Clients want to feel like your space is beautiful and you're going to make them beautiful as well. That first impression, you never get a chance to make another first impression on these folks. And if they walk into your space and you haven't taken the time to make your decor beautiful, sounds simple, but really look around your entryway, the outside of your space, the windows in your space. Is your ceiling fan dusty? Are your product shelves dusty? Is your bedding kind of old and tattered? Really take a first look to see what a client's first impression might be. It also is really important that your clients have a certain level of comfort, because if they feel like they're not in a high quality space, they're not going to think they're going to get high quality treatments, right? And really that has an impact on your brand's image. It conveys a message of neglect or lack of investment in your business, which can actually damage your brand and make it difficult to attract new clients. They'll just go somewhere else that has a prettier space. You might be the most amazing sugar pro in town, but if your space does not reflect that, it'll hurt your brand, I promise. And safety concerns. Outdated equipment may not meet current safety standards, and it puts both your clients and your staff and you at risk. This can lead to legal issues. We've talked about this with ASCP insurance, negative publicity, and honestly, a loss of trust amongst your clientele. And the last little sub part of this is if you update your decor and your equipment, it can enhance your overall client experience and make your services more appealing. If you neglect it, you may be missing out on opportunities to upsell services and attract new clients. So keep that decor and equipment up to date. Take an honest look around at your treatment room and ask you, when was the last time that you zhuzhed it up a little bit? And I promise you, it'll make a difference not only in the appearance of your space, but in the energy of your space and just the overall vibe and manifestation of a beautiful business. Okay, number two. Now, this might seem obvious to you, but COVID really shone a light on treatment rooms and whether or not we were actually properly cleaning and disinfecting the treatment rooms. Now, I'm not going to go down the COVID germs aisle on this one, but we are going to talk about it as it relates to basics. So one of the most critical reasons, of course, client safety. And if we don't clean and disinfect the room properly, we can, at its core, we can spread infection and disease. Now, kind of back on the decor thing, your clients expect a clean and hygienic environment when they visit a sugaring professional or beauty professional in general. And if you don't meet these expectations, it'll result in a loss of trust and reputation, to be honest, because clients are watching. They're watching to see whether there's a, whether your space is clean. So take a look at not just your cleaning and disinfecting, but look up at, like I said, the ceiling fan. Are you wiping down the table? Are you wiping down the bottles in between services? Clients are watching these things. They want to watch you clean the space to know that they're safe. Obviously, we want to be compliant with any regulatory specifications in your state. But really, if we're not taking care of these things, state board will come in and failure to comply could result in fines and penalties and even the closure of your business. In California, I don't know if you know this, but you can't hang your apron on a hook in the treatment room. It needs to be inside a closet, a closed closet. Well, if you get hit by state board with a fine, that's money you don't want to give to state board, right? Like you want to keep your space beautiful and clean and safe for all. And it is really truly a reflection of your professionalism and your commitment to your client's well-being. It shows that you take your job seriously and you care about providing a quality service. And honestly, a dirty or unhygienic environment can make clients feel uncomfortable and probably won't return for future treatments. Word of mouth is a powerful marketing tool in our industry, and a reputation for cleanliness and hygiene can attract new clients, and it can also do the opposite where it can repel people away. So I know it might seem simple, but ask yourself truly, how clean is your treatment room? Are your cabinets shut? Are towels hanging out? Can you see the laundry? Is your floor dusty? Is your ceiling fan? Are your windowsills dusty? Do you have sugar that you've flicked on the wall? And that reflects light, folks. And if your client is noticing that there's sugar on the wall, that's sugar from someone else's body that's on the wall. And they're going to notice, and that reputation will spread fast. I promise. Please do not lose your good reputation for being a great sugar pro because you haven't made an investment in cleaning supplies and in time to make sure that your space is really clean. If you need to get a cleaning person, please put that in your budget and do so. Okay. Number three, spending too much time crafting the perfect social media posts or worrying about what other businesses are doing. Listen, if you're sitting for hours going down the rabbit hole of Instagram or TikTok and wondering how you can make better social posts, and wondering, you know, what viral music you want to use or whatnot, that can have a negative effect on your business and you don't even realize it because you feel like you're doing a businessy thing, right? So let's talk about a few things as it relates to social media. It's time consuming. If you're spending too much time on this, it can take away from other important aspects of your business, such as interacting with your clients, working on marketing strategies, budgeting for your business, ordering for your business. If you are someone that is, quote, too busy in your business, first place you need to take a look at is social media posts and being on socials, especially in between appointments. Okay. If you are focusing too much on crafting the perfect post, or maybe worrying about what other people are doing, it really, you miss out on an opportunity to engage with your audience. You know, being slow to respond or post can result in missed opportunities to connect with potential clients and promote your services. So get in, don't focus too hard, comment on people's questions, respond back to people in a timely manner. It'll help with your algorithm. Don't miss those opportunities, but don't focus too much on crafting the perfect dance or the perfect music to go with that. You know, that perfect underarm sugar that you're doing, right? If you're worrying too much about those things, you're missing opportunities to connect with those people. And that's the whole point of social media. Also, it becomes across as a little inauthentic. They want businesses, clients want businesses that seem genuine and authentic. And if you're worried about curating like the perfect content, reels, stories, things like that, you really are coming across as someone who's more interested in your social media than you are about spreading the good word. So be mindful of the kind of posts that you do. One of the biggest things that is hard for estheticians and just beauty people in general, for humans in general, is comparison syndrome and constantly comparing your social media presence to that of other businesses can lead to you feeling inadequate. Maybe you have imposter syndrome. It can negatively impact your confidence, which snowballs into really making it harder for you to be engaged, to be creative, and to be focusing on those clients. To be honest, you know, the idea is we want to make sure that these clients absolutely are getting our 100% focus and not feeling as though we don't feel like we're enough. But it's a whole nother podcast that we can talk about is that comparison syndrome. We are so guilty of it. And you know, I'm going to touch on this for a moment because I think that there's some competitions that are popping up in our industry that concern me. If we're constantly trying to beat out or compare ourselves or be the best compared to other estheticians, we're really taking away from being the best to our clients. So if you're spending so much time trying to one-up someone or go to one of these competitions and be, quote, the best sugar pro, your client that's waiting for you to come back to that treatment room, they really don't care if you have a trophy on the wall. They want to experience you, to have you present and not have you on social media constantly, you know, worrying and being distracted by other things. So focus on your unique voice and your brand. Focus on creating content that resonates with your target audience, not other estheticians, and stop trying to imitate what everyone else is doing. Now, don't get me wrong. Social media is a very important tool for promoting your business. It's essential to strike a balance, though, and not spend too much time obsessing over perfection or comparing yourselves to others. Focus on authenticity, timeliness, and staying true to your business. And you can use social media more effectively, especially if you start to batch out your posts. So again, another podcast for that. This is just an overview, but I want you to really take note on that and ask yourself how much time you are taking away from yourself, your clients, and your family, and your business by going down that social media rabbit hole. Okay, number four in your treatment room, one of the biggest things that I like to focus on is the reality of whether or not you're taking care of yourself. So let's talk about that for a minute. I know a lot of you are like, oh yeah, you know, I always look nice. I always have, you know, a clean uniform. My lashes are on point. My hair is on point. That's not what I'm talking about. Sure. We want to make sure that, you know, you're taking yourself and you look great and you don't smell and you know, your skin looks good. So your clients will understand that if your brows and your skin look good, that theirs will as well. But we're going to go deeper and talk about, we want to make sure that you're staying hydrated, having snacks in between clients. Don't stack your client load too high. Are you stretching? Are you taking breaks and stretching? If you are not doing these things, it seems so basic, but really can have so many negative impacts on your business success. So first part on number four, if you are failing to stay hydrated and nourished, that can lead to fatigue, which can impair your ability to focus and perform at your best during the appointment. Honestly, if you are tired and just have decreased energy and focus, that will promise you result in subpar service and a negative experience for your clients, to be honest, because they know you're not all there. They know that you are exhausted and just not paying attention totally to them. They feel it. You might not see it, but they absolutely see it and it'll really affect your business. We want to make sure that if you're stacking your client load and trying to jam as many people as possible, you're going to burn out, and not taking breaks will increase that risk. Take breaks, really work on your physical and your mental health. Do you need to meditate at a lunch break? Even if your break is 20 minutes, work on your passion for your work and your passion for keeping your body healthy and happy, and it will ultimately affect the success of your business. when you're not taking care of yourself, it really truly will be challenging to provide the level of service and attention that your clients deserve. I promise you, this will lead to a poor client experience and reduced likelihood of repeat business and referrals. Of course, when you're not paying attention to yourself, this will negatively impact your health. You are your business. And if you neglect your own health and well-being, that will have long-term consequences for you, whether you're going to be tight over time, your body will hurt, your mind will be stressed, your nutrition is down, and it results in missed work days, reduced productivity, and ultimately, again, a negative impact on that business and how you're showing up for your clients. Because we want to make sure that you're perceived as professional by those clients. And taking breaks and prioritizing your needs will really help with that. Schedule in smaller breaks if you don't want to take a large break. If you take a larger break, go for a walk, get outside of that treatment room, because it will help with your decision-making, it will help in your judgment, and it will actually overall affect the quality of your sugar treatment. Sounds funny, but if you really think about it and are honest with yourself, are you prioritizing you? Staying hydrated, having snacks, taking breaks, and ensuring that you are performing at your best, just like an athlete would, really just making sure that your performance is top-notch. And I promise you, you will see an increase in the treatment room, which will affect your clients and affect your business. Okay, so let's focus on things you might not be doing with your clients. Okay, so number 5 in the get honest with yourself list is not paying attention to your client's skin and the service you're providing, and instead focusing on yourself, their personal life, your personal life, gossip, events. This will have negative impact. I promise you, the words that come out of your mouth, huge indicator of whether or not your clients are coming back. Okay. If those clients have a poor client experience, when they come to see your place and they expect your full attention to be on them and their needs, when you focus the shift away from the service and onto unrelated topics, it can make the clients feel neglected and dissatisfied with the experience. Now, some clients really like you to focus on them. They feel like you are their therapist. They will never admit that. Sometimes they do. But if they're coming in and you're not putting them as number one priority, maybe you're talking about how tired you are or the weather, or what's happening, you know, with the royal family, or whatever that is that's not 100% about them, they might not admit it to you, but they're going to feel neglected. Stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about gossip and politics and religion, or even about the weather. Small talk is fine, but get focused on their skin. Okay? Because focusing on these things will distract you from providing that high quality service. Sugaring requires permission and attention to detail, and any distractions can lead you to errors and poor results, which can damage your reputation and lead to that client's dissatisfaction. They will lose trust in you because they trust you to take care of their skin and provide a safe, effective service. But when you prioritize unrelated topics over their skin and the service, it just erodes that trust. And while you might know these people for 10 years, maybe you've been sugaring them this whole time, and you've already talked about exfoliation and hydration, they still are coming to you for a service. So when they lay on your table, I want you to focus on their brows, their bikini, their lip, their legs. Focus on other things that you can be sugaring. Okay? Not paying attention to your client's skin, you're missing upselling additional opportunities and products that could benefit them. There might be new products that actually your clients aren't even aware that you have, because you're talking so much about their fun social life, or you're talking about their birthday, or you're listening to their concerns. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying don't miss opportunities that your clients don't even realize you have. So for example, there might be a new beautiful ingrown serum or a new hydrating lotion that you're using. But a client that has been coming to you for 10 years, you might be like, okay, Susie, jump on the table. What's going on this week, right? They're missing out on the opportunity. You never told them about your new scrub. You never had them smell the new scent that you brought in, or say, hey, by the way, we're sugaring manzillions now. Does your husband want to come in? Or, you know, we've got this new way that we sugar eyebrows. You want to bring your teenager in? if you are not focusing on that service, you're going to miss those opportunities. And honestly, that's going to affect your business. I mean, that's pretty basic, right? As well, word of mouth is a powerful tool in our industry, folks. If clients get a negative experience because of your lack in attention and focus, they're likely to share that experience with others. And you want to make sure that you're not driving away potential customers, but that they're actually referring people because you're so good at what you do, not the advice that you give about gossip or social media or whatever it is. Okay. I know that you've seen a lot of these clients for a really long time. I know that you feel as though they should just know, like you've already had this conversation with them. But honestly, you probably haven't. You think you have because they've been coming for so long. I had a client one time and she said, "Oh, you do facials?" I had to laugh. I'm like, you're serious, right? Like, I'm an esthetician. Of course we do facials. I've only sugared her. But if I'm constantly talking about her kids and her husband and her, you know, latest, I don't know, bunco game. Is that what you call it? Bunco game? If I'm only talking about those things, she's never going to understand that I do seasonal facials for folks, that I have beautiful skincare products that can help with those dark circles. Again, prioritize your client's skin and the service that you are providing, no matter how long they've been coming to you. And don't assume as well that the new clients know everything about what you do. New clients don't necessarily know how you're removing the hair, why sugar is better. Position yourself as the authority in this industry, and I promise you, they will start telling other people about the gem of a human that they found. Okay, number six. One of the things that you might find shocking is the amount of people that skimp in their service. Estheticians that, you know, kind of just skip steps and don't follow the proper protocol. And that, from cleansing to hydrating and taking shortcuts, that can have several negative effects on your business. Obviously, you can get poor results, right? You skip a step, this is going to lead to your client not being so happy and a negative perception of your services, which of course will impact your business. As well, proper cleansing and hydration are essential for preparing the skin for sugaring and reducing the risk of complications, such as irritation, ingrown hairs, infections. If you are not following the proper protocol, it increases the likelihood of these issues, which can lead to actually clients being uncomfortable and unhappy. And they probably won't even tell you, right? Because they don't want to hurt your feelings. We want to provide the step-by-step protocol because it's professional. You're showing a commitment to providing high-quality services. If you take shortcuts or skip steps, it just comes across as unprofessional, okay? And it will cause the clients to question your expertise. If you just lay the client on the table, toss a little powder over the top, sugar, and then maybe put a little, you know, cleansing milk or something on the back end, or maybe just a little light, cheap lotion that you got at Target, that's not showing them that you are a professional, right? So you're cleansing that skin thoroughly. You're drying it, dusting it with a light, beautiful non-talc powder that has beautiful qualities. Tell them what you're doing. Use a high-end sugar paste. Don't make something at home. Use a high-end sugar paste that is going to perform beautifully, not be too tacky on the skin. Folks, if you are using a paste that your clients feel like is kind of taking off the top layer, that means it's too tacky on the skin and it is not the right paste for your treatment room. After you do the sugaring, if you're allowed to do extractions in your state, you should be using clean utensils, as of course we all know, right? But don't skimp on that step. Utilize a serum for ingrowns directly after you're extracting that hair, or maybe some sort of a pustule that's come up. Pack that skin with nutrients. Explain to your client what you're doing. Use a hydration barrier that's going to lock everything in. Don't leave them sticky on the table. Okay. This all shows that your professionalism is top-notch. And people are going to feel comfortable referring people to you. remember, every step of the sugaring process presents an opportunity to upsell either additional services or products that can enhance their experience. If you don't follow the proper protocol, this might result in missed opportunities to upsell. So if there is a post-care product that you are using on their skin to follow up with their sugar, you should be selling that to your client and selling the benefits. Not a hard sell, but a, oh yeah, do you, by the way, have a scrub for your shower? Because you know we love our scrub. Or are you out of your scrub? This is something that you should be doing post-care. Maybe you sell the hydrating lotion in your boutique. When you're putting it on them, be sharing with them the benefits and why you like it for post sugar. And by the way, we have that out in the boutique. Take that product off the shelf on the boutique and set it on the front desk for them so that they know, hey, by the way, this is what I used on you. More often than not, they're going to buy that product because they want to keep their results at home. Okay. Now, obviously, the last little point about, you know, following a step-by-step protocol is legal and safety concerns. And if you fail to follow the proper protocol, that can also lead to legal and safety concerns because many areas have regulations and guidelines for sugaring practices to ensure client safety and hygiene. If you don't adhere to these guidelines of your state, that can result in fines for your business. So keep that treatment room clean. Keep focusing on your clients and using step-by-step protocols every single time. The other thing is, if you are using different protocols different times, your clients talk. So for example, one client might say, oh gosh, she just took such extra care of me. She cleansed, you know, she used all these different products. My skin felt so amazing. Well, if you're rushing through a client that you don't know is her friend, and you just toss them up on the table, toss some powder on, do a five-minute sugar, you know, spritz them with a little mist and send them on their way, they're going to feel like, and they're talking, right? They're going to feel like they have not gotten the same experience that their other friend did. And that's going to run you into some serious trouble. So it's essential to follow proper step-by-step protocol for sugaring to ensure best possible results for your clients and the success of your business. All right. Number 7, and this one I am going to be pounding at you in all of our education, which I see all the time. This should be number 1, to be honest, but number 7 is not getting all the hairs out and having your client leave with perfectly smooth skin. Folks, if you are not able to get all of the hairs out, then you need to go to an advanced education class. I do not mean to sound harsh, but there are many ways, switching up paste consistencies, using a pre-warm towel, using disincrustation gel first. So many ways that you can ensure, and are you exfoliating first a little bit, like on legs, using a Supercore mitt, using a dry brush to get that dry skin off so that your sugar can seep down and wrap around the hairs. Your clients are coming in and spending money and expecting a smooth and hair-free result from their sugaring treatment. If you fail to achieve this, they're going to be dissatisfied and less likely to return. And they probably will say, oh, sugar doesn't really get all the hairs out. Sugar gets the hairs out. It's your treatment that is not getting the hairs out. Are you hearing me? If you are not getting the inside, say, of a Brazilian, and you're getting the inside of those lips, that's not getting all the hairs out. They are not going to want to come back to you. Why would they? If you're not getting those pesky hormonal hairs and educating them about the hair growth cycle, why would they come back if as soon as they get in the car, they can see hairs left over or feel them, you know, on maybe your chin? First thing Brazilian clients do when they go to the bathroom is they check whether or not you got all the hairs. Okay. Word of mouth is a powerful marketing tool. And if your clients are unhappy with the results of their sugaring treatment, they're going to share their experience with others and it will damage your reputation and drive away potential clients. I am promising you, people are coming to try sugar. And if you do not get all of those hairs out and provide a super smooth experience, they're not going to come back and they're not going to tell their friends. Or even worse, they'll be at a party and say, oh yeah, I tried that sugaring. They really can't get all the hairs out with sugar. You really need wax. Okay. Let's take a moment. Don't try to rush so much with your clients and really take a moment to get all those hairs out. Get your magnifying lamp out, folks. If you do not have one, go get one right now. Okay. They also, we want to make sure that we are getting that repeat business. I talk about this in the 100K, the Sugar Way class. We want that repeat business. And if you're failing to remove all the hairs and leave the skin perfectly smooth, honestly, it reduces your revenue because they're not going to come back. They're going to feel broken hairs and they're going to feel like, oh, well, this doesn't last that long. Why would I come back if it only lasts a week? Well, it's because you're not educating on them on the hair growth cycle, and you're also not taking that hair completely out. So they're going to feel it again in a couple of days or a week. To them, that's not working. Okay. You're also missing out on upselling opportunities here too, because if you are failing to remove the hairs and failing to leave the skin smooth, and you are not providing them with home care or other opportunities, maybe there's someone that you just cannot get clear of ingrowns, for example, then an upsell opportunity would be to provide a peel treatment or a clay mask or something on their skin that's going to help extract those hairs and leave that smooth finish. But if you're missing an opportunity to help these folks, or you're actually causing the ingrown hairs, why would anyone want to come back to you? Okay. Clients have many options for hair removal services. You know, we're losing a lot of folks initially to lasers. And if you can't deliver the desired results and the laser gal can, guess where they're going to go next? You might be the nicest person ever, but that's where they're going to go. It is essential to ensure that you remove all of those hairs and leave the skin perfectly smooth. And if you are not doing that and you are not understanding how to get all those hairs out, you need to be taking advanced classes. Take a look at our links. Okay, so the last thing, the last area is your business. This is reasons 8 and 9. Number 8, if you are not budgeting and planning for your business every day, every week, every month, every quarter, and then for the year and the next year, you are going to struggle in so many ways. Number 1, without a plan, you're going to suffer from financial instability. I promise you. You may find it challenging to manage your business finances. This can lead to cash flow issues, overspending, difficulty covering expenses, and ultimately impact your business's financial stability. And you're like, how come I can't afford to pay myself? Well, you can't afford to pay yourself because you haven't planned for it. Okay. Without a clear plan, you may struggle to allocate your resources effectively. This is going to lead to wasteful spending on unnecessary expenses. Maybe you have too little sugar and you're spending all of your money on shipping because you are only ordering little bits at a time. How much money could you save on shipping if you were more effective and allocated your resources better? If you bought in bulk for cotton rounds instead of one little sleeve at a time? Okay. Failing to plan for the future can result in missed opportunities for business growth. Without a clear roadmap, you might not be able to take advantage of emerging trends, expanding your business, or even investing in new products or services that could help your business thrive. We want to make sure that we don't just work in our business, we grow our business. And if you are not financially stable and you do not have a handle on your inventory, you will not be able to grow. As much as you want to get bigger, smarter, make more money, you will not be able to grow. Okay. Having a financial plan will provide a framework for setting goals and holding yourself accountable for achieving them. And honestly, without this structure, you're going to find it challenging to track your progress and make informed decisions on the growth opportunities and to be able to move your business forward. Okay. We do not want you to fail. The risk of failure will be higher without that clear plan, because you're going to struggle to sustain your business over the long term. Might be fine today, might be fine in the next month, but if you're not planning for the whole year, you cannot sustain your business. Okay. It's essential that you take the time to create a comprehensive plan. And if you don't know how to do that, we can absolutely help you. Go into that link section, live monthly coaching. We have a planner book. We walk through, I hold you accountable every month. There's homework. The idea is to make sure that you are always looking forward in your business and looking at the day-to-day. Okay?
Okay, let's talk about number 9 and not taking advanced education classes. Now, a lot of you are really good sugar pros, and I can promise you that you want to make sure that you're learning about skin health and the latest trends, or even classes about running your business better, and even boosting your sugar skills. There's so much that you can learn. And if you fail to invest in your education, it can lead to just stagnation in your skills and your knowledge, and probably burnout for you. Our industry is constantly evolving new techniques and products and trends. We've just started educating you all about the microbiome. I mean, that's a great place to start. If you are somebody who feels like your technique is perfect, start learning more about the health of the skin, because you don't want to fall behind your competitors and fail to meet, you know, your clients' needs that change and grow. We find out different things about ingredients all the time. You should know about those things. Okay. We want to make sure that you're growing your business. And by acquiring new skills and knowledge, you can offer additional services, attract new clients, and increase your revenue potential. Without that ongoing education, you may miss out on these opportunities for growth. You might find that because you're learning so much about the microbiome, that you start diving deeper into it as it relates to your facial techniques, maybe the acne patients or clients that you work with. Okay. Our clients are valuing us by the knowledge and the skills that we have. And if we don't invest in our education, it actually will kind of come back to bite you, because your credibility and your expertise is really in the eyes of your clients. So we don't want to lose trust and loyalty and not be up on the latest techniques, tricks. These folks are on TikTok. They're watching the latest stuff. You need to be paying attention to those things too. And really learning. It's all about learning is for growth. We want to adapt to change, stay abreast of these changes, adapt your business accordingly, you know, because for some of you that wax and you're not so sure about sugar, you should know everything there is to know about sugar. And sugar pros, you should know everything there is to know about wax so that you can understand how to bend and move and change with your business. Okay. If you're not taking advantage of education classes, you will absolutely limit your business success. If you invest in your education, you can improve your skills, you can enhance your offerings, By investing in your education, you can improve your skills, enhance your offerings, and differentiate yourself. It's a hard word to say, from your competitors. And it can lead to increased client satisfaction, loyalty, and ultimately business success. My friends, we are never too old to learn. We are never too skilled to learn. And things are changing at such a fast pace. If you are not keeping up, you will A, burn out, B, not be providing the best service to your clients, and C, not be able to grow. So that's a lot. 9 points with a whole lot of detail behind it, right? So listen, number one, if you aren't sugaring in your skincare business, why aren't you? Okay. This is a technique that it was never offered in the way that we're doing it now, where we have online certification and hands-on training. There is no reason why you shouldn't know how to sugar. And if you're not very good at it, we have advanced classes to help you out. If you want to get certified, we've got that too. And this isn't a sales pitch for the courses that we have. This is saying, really, in this day and age, there's no reason why you shouldn't learn how to sugar. And if you are sugaring and you're still leaning on that hot wax pot, you got this. Have the faith to put that wax pot away and start sugaring 100% in your business. Okay. Check out the show notes and the links for more information. And if you're facing challenges in your business, revisit these key points and be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, if you're guilty of neglecting any of these aspects, you don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to put on social media, hey, I'm guilty of number 5, right? I haven't been cleaning and disinfecting properly. Just pay attention to it and start putting it in your daily routine. Remember, you're not alone. So many estheticians pretend to be successful until they make it or they don't. So they fake it till they make it, or they absolutely don't make it and they're done. We want to help you avoid that fate and build a fulfilling career with satisfied clients. We want you to have financial stability and be able to enjoy every day of your job. Because if you're not enjoying it every day, you should find something else to do. So
offer sugar in your business, work on these 9 steps, get super honest with yourself. I'll do a recap of those steps in our socials, in our blogs, and on these show notes so that you can really, really dive deep and ask yourself and ask your staff. Double check with your staff whether these 9 pieces are being covered. And I promise you, it will invigorate your career, your mindset, your focus, and that invigoration will not only just invigorate your clients for coming to you and pump them up, but it will invigorate your business and financial success. I believe in all of you. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. And until next time, have a sweet week.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.